brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yeah, this is history of the Ron Paul 2008 campaign. I never got to this yesterday, but I'm going to cover this now. Then I'm going to get into all the Big Brother developments that we haven't covered in detail in a while. Very important, some new developments there. Naomi Wolf is joining us today on this Wednesday edition, the 28th day of November 2007. It was very suspicious last week when Ron Paul, last Tuesday, was in Las Vegas and then in Reno, and in Las Vegas, in walks Tucker Carlson of MSNBC, who's been claiming he's for Ron Paul, but then still making little sniveling side remarks. Shows up with the head of the Bunny Ranch, and the media all then says, oh, look, Ron Paul was able to court him. Ron Paul was able to get him, implying that he was there for Ron Paul. Turns out MSNBC went and contacted him and got him to come as part of a stunt, and the media spun it against the people here in the background. Oh, the pimps are for him. And there's a big story up on Infowars.net that Steve Watson did covering that. But there's other examples of this. It happened last Wednesday into Thanksgiving, and it was on CBS News, AP. It was everywhere. And they do this over and over again. And this is an example of dirty tricks. First, they raid the Liberty Dollar. No doubt they did that to demonize Ron Paul now and associate him with, quote, counterfeiting and illegal money when it wasn't counterfeiting or illegal. And even the search warrant, you know, is now bearing that out. And even NPR and CNN have made fun of the feds. So they're losing that PR battle. But we have a shopping cart here. And every day there's two or three, sometimes more, fraudulent orders. And they'll come in and order something, and but you can always tell because it'll be the same address over and over again. We just learn to spot them, and then we just refund them back. Well, usually they haven't even run through, so we just delete them because we have to process them and run them through. And I've talked to people who run other shopping carts. I mean, you could be selling seeds. You could be selling baby strollers. You could be selling coffee. Every major shopping cart out there of any size, anybody who's got one's had this happen, has people test credit cards. Amazon reportedly has tens of thousands of credit cards tested a day on them because they're the biggest out there. Well, Ron Paul had $3,000 of fraudulent charges, gifts last week, and then they noticed it, and so they contacted the bank credit card it was and said, here's your money back. Because with their political contribution, it does process it because they use the PayPal. And the media then had headlines like, Ron Paul involved in bank fraud. And then it would say later, oh, it was a shopping cart and there were a couple of fraudulent orders testing cards. But then I heard it on talk radio. Look at these Ron Paul people. Look at them. They're involved. A white supremacist gave $500. That nut Alex Jones gives them money. Look at it. He's involved with criminal gold and silver coins. And, oh, look at him. Bank heist now. I mean, fraudulent donations. These Ron Paul people are criminals. See how they do that? See how they play? They bring people. MSNBC, Tucker Carlson brings the brothel head, contacted him. AP, it turns out, was told that, but still ran with the fraud. This is what they do. Or Ron Paul's campaigns just contacts the bank because they'd already processed the contributions and says, here's $3,000 back. We think these are fraudulent. The bank said, oh, yes, they are. Thank you. Quite routine. The bank said, oh, yeah, they're just testing cards. We have this problem. It's a big problem. And that's the end of it. But by the time the media got it, people just heard, Ron Paul bank fraud? Ron Paul coins? Ron Paul prostitutes? Ron Paul white supremacist? Again, another example of the type of dirty tricks they play. So just be ready for more and try to educate people around you about that if they bring it up to you. You can give them the mainstream articles. Because the mainstream had to admit a few days ago that, okay, the media brought the pimp. We'll be right back to get into Big Brother and a lot more. Stay with me.
It is a big idea. A new world order. in the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
America is the fattest nation on the planet. The obesity epidemic kills over 300,000 Americans each and every year, and this number continues to rise at an alarming rate. With fast food chains everywhere, eating right is not an easy task. It's time to stop eating those unhealthy meals and fattening snacks. Assure that you and your family do not become a statistic. Introducing the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator brings healthy eating to a whole new level. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits, vegetables, fish, and beef quickly and easily. The Excalibur Dehydrator is perfect for vegetarians, vegans, and those who want to cut out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives in most foods found at the grocery store. Gardeners, you'll love how much time and money you'll save making your own herbs and spices from your own kitchen. Hunters, keep your cash and make your own jerky from home. It's amazing all the uses you'll find with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. Call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, the Associated Press is reporting that a high-level government minister in Greece has stepped down. In fact, if you go to PrisonPlanet.com in the police state section at the top, it's the fifth story down, and they're stepping down because the police in Greece are illegally using the traffic cameras to spy on the general public and watch demonstrations and protests and track the population. In China, several months ago, major cities had to remove cameras in public places because, again, China says you're not allowed to criticize the Communist Party. You're not allowed to do that. And we'll arrest you and make you spend years in a gulag, in a forced labor camp, either in a factory. They have millions in their factories and millions in their rice farms and other plantations. But we have photos of that, news articles on that in Endgame. But they at least kind of play fair. It's a horrible system. I'm not defending it. But the public looked at the code and said, but you're not allowed without to surveil us without having probable cause, without having a reason to investigate us. And so all over China, they have been removing cameras in parks and public places because the public says we don't like being surveilled. So there's big demonstrations, government ministers resigning over spying with the traffic cameras in Greece. Also in Russia, I've seen reports of all places, a horrible police state. I mean, that's how big a deal it is. People know that's Big Brother. Now, compare that to the U.S., where for at least a decade, we've seen news reports of not just cameras in the school classrooms, but cameras not just in the bathrooms, but in the bathroom stalls. Just type into Google, cameras in school bathrooms, and you'll get hundreds of reports. And then remember the case that was in Tennessee about 4 years ago that was the worst I'd ever seen, where the visiting basketball, girls basketball team in eighth grade went into the showers at the field house after the game. And there was cameras in the showers, and the girls did what was normal. They threw their clothes on, ran out screaming. There was parents throwing fits. Police had to be called. And I'll never forget, this was all over the Tennessee papers, the principal saying, what's the big deal? There could be illegal stuff going on in the showers. We have to have video cameras hooked into there. And then it turned out they were hooked into the police department. And then it turned out that they did a police investigation of themselves and that they had had file swapping as far away as North Carolina. Go look it up. And then now you see the reports from Sacramento, California to New York, where they have, it's all over the country, I see these every couple days now, where the cameras in the classrooms, in the bathrooms, in the halls, in the lunchrooms are wired live into the police department, and they're getting federal and state and sometimes private corporate grants to do this. And then you add to that that Google announced last year, people couldn't believe it, and they went to our story on Prison Planet and found the links to Google's press release. Google bragged, and their stock went up and said, yeah, we've developed two different software packages. The one we're implementing out of Tel Aviv, Israel, developed by a research project we funded there, where the microphone in the, which is in almost all new computers, many of the older computers, will listen for keywords, listen to a dog barking, and you'll have dog food ads flash up on your screen. It'll listen to what you're watching on television and then tailor packaging around that. And it was just no big deal. I remember telling you more than 10 years ago because an engineer at Time Warner here locally told me. He said, Alex, you say you've got cable. Have you noticed the new Scientific Atlantic cable boxes have a microphone on them, but there's no application to use them at this time? And I said, yeah. And he said, well, that's two-way. And then three Super Bowls ago, Chicago Tribune, I'm just giving you some background first. Three Super Bowls ago, or was it four? It'll be four, I guess, in a couple months. How time flies. Remember when Janet Jackson had the on-purpose, by design, I guess you call it false flag wardrobe malfunction? You can clearly see her just pull it out. And she even had it, you know, festooned with decorations. With I guess it was Timberlake or somebody she was dancing around with. And TiVo, the DVR system, one of many DVR systems, but the most popular, that lets you pause, rewind, you know, fast forward, save your favorite programs, TiVo announced, hey, 2.3 million record replays that day of that. And the Chicago Tribune rightly went, well, wait a minute. How do you know how many people rewound and replayed her breast coming out? And they went, oh, yeah, well, don't worry. We just have computers that analyze the data, your viewing habits. You see, Nielsen asks you and pays you hundreds of dollars a year, Nielsen ratings, to stick a box on your television to then monitor what you watch, and then they sell that data. But Time Warner, and, of course, TiVo and 100-plus other companies don't. And it's the same thing. If somebody came to your house and knocked on your door and said, I'd like to pay you $100 to put cameras and microphones up in your house and watch and listen to you, everything you do for marketing data. But don't worry, people won't be watching you. Computers will be recording it and collating the data for your basic psychological algorithm. You would say, get off my front porch. They'd say, $1,000. You'd say, no, $2,000. Maybe some people are such warriors or exhibitionists, they would like it. But the point is, most of us would say, no, 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 $1 million isn't enough. But see, TiVo, Google, all the rest of them, they don't ask. They just do it. And then I write articles about it. Steve Watson writes articles about it. Kurt Nemo writes articles about it. Paul Watson writes articles about it. and we're called crazy kooks because we can read the newspaper. The Palm Beach Post, in fact, I thought I had it here in the stack, and I looked during the break, I don't. Let me just launch another browser and pull that up. I want to illustrate to people that we're not making this stuff up. The Palm Beach Post reported that they're putting in cameras that watch with AI, artificial intelligence software, and it is artificially intelligent. You know, it acts and makes decisions on its own. Kissing, holding hands, hugging, that is a prelude to sex on the beach, and they know how to sell it to the public. Dirty sex is going on. We've got to stop it. Let me see. Cameras on beach. Cameras on beach. That's how I found it the other day. I heard it on the radio. Cameras on. I didn't put a space in there. I'm not good at this live on air. I'm so fast when I'm not on air doing this. That's why I never used to allow myself to have a computer in here because it would become a distraction. Cameras on beach. Beachcamera.com. That's another one. Let me click news here. I'm just doing this to illustrate. You can get this for yourself. Here it is. Palm Beach Post. Patrols, not cameras, for beach surveillance. And it says that the talking cameras are $5,500 a piece. They're wired into the police station, and they will watch what you do and then shout orders at you. Now, this is the exact same thing that England, 4 years ago, put in a couple thousand in London. Now, last time I checked, there were hundreds of thousands. They've even got these in Sheffield, where Paul Watson lives. His brother Steve's in London. And if you accidentally, a piece of paper falls out of your backpack, or papers are on the hood of your car, or blow out, I mean, this happens to me every week, and this has even been in the news, it starts shouting, and it says, I'm taking photos of you with the digital driver's license and ID systems. It has your face. They will even shout and tell you that. Now some of them are hooked into the software to know who you are. Of course, they've also been malfunctioning in places. Where did I see them malfunctioning? It was in... remember, it used to be photographic, and it used to be perfect, and I can't remember. It's Tampa. Yeah, malfunctioning with the face scans and arresting and SWAT teaming. Some guy's out eating at a corner cafe, and it face scans him as a big criminal, so they SWAT team him, and it's the wrong guy. Another guy is a construction worker working on the street in Tampa. They got him, but side issue here. See, I ought to just generalize here, but I want people to know I'm specifically going off articles and documents and news. Okay, let me just read it here. Patrols, not cameras, for beach surveillance. This is Saturday, November 24th. It says, the stories about Senator Larry Craig and Representative Bob Allen, they have a reason to sell it to you, must really have gotten to someone in Martin County. What else explains the nutty idea to put cameras on beaches to scare or catch people looking for sex? And then it goes on to say, consider the cost and consider what they want to do. They say it's the equivalent of 30 sheriff's deputies, 20 firefighters in next year's budget. But they say it doesn't matter that the new cameras shout orders at you and track and watch what you're doing. You can go read it. Patrols, not cameras, for beach surveillance. There's actually 515 articles on it. Google will tell you how many there are that match that. 515. Just go read it for yourself. So, they're putting these in, and they're in Tampa, they're in Palm Beach, and I've seen federal grants for them going back 6-7 years ago in other parts of the country, but haven't heard about them being used yet. It's like Texas. Austin got an $844,000 a year grant consecutively for the next 6 years. I didn't look to see if in 2004 it ended, to put up microphones, thousands of microphones per $844,000. And now all I know is most of the cameras in Austin have shotgun mics. And then I went to the company that sold it to Austin, mentioned in the bids they put out after the grant, and they bragged you could click on audio and listen to people 200 yards away, and it was demonstrations of that. So where I live, now I never heard about them using them yet. I don't know what they're doing. I mean, I know it's a military control grid. MIT admits they designed it, you know, the overall grid. They also have hidden camera and microphone boxes they've sold by the millions. When we come back, I'll tell you about something even worse.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You wear a seatbelt in your car. At home, you lock the doors. How about when you use your cell phone? How do you protect yourself? EMFs, or electromagnetic frequencies, act like an invisible pollution that surrounds us every day. Studies link EMFs to many ailments, from stress to depression, anxiety, decreased mental performance, lower immune system function, and other impaired states of health. More than ever, we are fatigued, sick, emotionally depleted, and generally stressed out. Have you ever thought about the impact on your health from exposure to EMFs using your cell phone? Studies show that 30 minutes a day on a cell phone over the span of 1 year is equivalent to sticking your head in a microwave for 30 minutes. Installing the BioPro cell phone chip utilizes patented noise field technology to block harmful EMF pollution. Still not convinced? Go to electropollution.org right now to purchase the extremely affordable BioPro cell chip. It attaches easily to the outside of your phone. Educate and protect yourself at electropollution.org.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
Every move we make, they're watching us, tracking us, getting psychological profiles on us. Land of the free, home of the brave. Every word you say. I'm going to get into the police cars, tracking everything we do. Next, first, Coco Mojo. The Healthy Immune System Boosting Hot Chocolate, Inner Health Botanicals, new product, makers of Interfood, which we all take here in the office. Best green food out there, bar none, best tasting, mixed in with your juice in the morning. Now they have a hot chocolate that has some of these great ingredients, just the purified essence of these great plants and herbs. Absolutely amazing. Coco Mojo, ladies and gentlemen, great for this holiday season and a great way to get your children to take these, well, they're more than just vitamins. They're the actual makeup of the foods. Balanced energy all day long, 20 power-packed ingredients, greater mental clarity, reduced food cravings, healthier radiant skin, helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels, improve liver function, healthy blood sugar. Go to innerfood.com, look at all the great ingredients and their whole line of fine products. Innerfood.com, go to prisonplanet.com and link through on the banner on the right-hand side to get 10% off for all Alex Jones listeners. And if you buy in bulk, get an additional 20% off, 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238. 3-8, ladies and gentlemen, it is Inner Food. Also, when you talk about food, there is eFoods Direct, the great folks at the J. Michael Stevens Group. And they are the longest continually operating storable foods company in the nation. It's where I've chosen to get food, buy food twice. It lasts more than 10 years when stored in climate-controlled area, 10 years when not in your garage or attic or wherever where it's hot. They're freeze-dried, so they're very contained. A lot of food in small containers. You can store your supply for one person in a small area. Just call and get a free brochure or order their two-month supply to test it out. 1-800-409-5633. With these dangerous times we're in, these uncertain times, it's a very important thing to do. 1-800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. Huge banners at the top of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Naomi Wolf is our scheduled guest in the next segment. We'll see if she's there. Again, this is a story that is out of Popular Mechanics, which is the police state advertisement magazine. But if you just type in plate reading cop cars or plate reading cameras, you'll remember this first got in the news 6 years ago, headlined Florida Town Runs Plates of All Who Enter. I believe that's the exact headline, but that'll pull it up for you. And I had already seen the federal grants in Indiana, Texas, Ohio, California, New York, Michigan at that, even before that. And I told people, here's the federal grants, here's the federal orders. You, the great listeners, would go around on the federal websites where they publish in the Federal Register all the things they're buying, all the grants they're doing. It's you that does all the research, and I'd cover it. People wouldn't believe me. Now, I have friends who've gotten in the system for no driver's license or for protesting and who, you know, are battling court cases, and it's been in the news with other people I don't know, other states and here in Texas, where you're driving down the road, folks, and the minute that you drive by a car, that's why they swing around and pull you over. You'll notice they'll have the four cameras, two on the front aimed out to the sides and two on the back of the sirens aimed out. There's a photo here in this Popular Mechanics story for this month. The top five new generation cop car gadgets. And number three is automatic license plate recognition cameras. In any appraisal of high-tech policing, you're bound to brush up against Big Brother worthy technology. Case in point, automatic license plate recognition, or ALPR, which is essentially cameras that run every plate they see, according to Brian Shockley, Vice President of Marketing for the Tennessee-based PIPS Technology, the leading manufacturer. There's a bunch of them of ALPR. The most common configuration is a three-camera system. The one I'm looking at is four. All of the cameras have a fixed position at focal length with two facing forward, one scanning the lane to the right of the car, the other the left lane, and the side-mounted camera to the right of the car, the other scanning the lane to the left. It goes on, each camera sends a consistent stream of infrared and full-color images back to a processor in the trunk, which searches them against current warrant list, Amber Alerts, and other records that are updated daily. Yeah, and in the Texas legislature 4 years ago, they tried to pass a law that if you criticize the police, that your DPS intelligence report would go into that database as well, that you talk bad about them.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. $29 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live, then restreamed on the web at prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. Well, my guest really needs no introduction. She's a more modern feminist, you could say. I agree with report she's put out, the analysis she's done about how destructive pornography is for both men and women, and her analysis fits with the scientific reports I've seen, which of course she covered, where this is what we have her on about today, but I'm saying she's very accomplished about how it doesn't turn men into these raving rapists like people thought it would 50 years ago. It actually turns them into men who don't interface with the women in their lives and who live in a fantasy land. It's very destructive for men, not just women, but that's some of the stuff she's written about. She's written multiple best-selling books, as I'm sure many of you know, and now she has valiantly come out and put out a new book, The End of America. And she also has written a essay called Fascist America in 10 Easy Steps. And we have links to Amazon.com where you can get her book and a lot more up on Infowars.com. Naomi Wolf, thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you so much, Alex, for having me.
When did you start to wake up to the police state that's really accelerated its expansion under the Bush administration in the last 7 years?
Yeah, well, it was definitely not something I wanted to think about, but I have a friend who's the daughter of Holocaust survivors, and she kept insisting when we talked about news events that they did this in Germany, and I was sure that this was you know, very extreme, irrational talk, but she finally forced me to sit down and start reading. And, of course, I discovered that she wasn't talking about National Socialist outcomes, you know, 38, 39, 40. She was talking about 1930, 31, 32, when Germany was a parliamentary democracy, yes, a fragile one.
The Weimar Republic.
Exactly, but a small group of people began very systematically to use the law and dismantle the Constitution and put pressure on citizens to subvert the law, and that opened the door for everything to follow. And then when I started reading this, I saw that not only were tactics and strategies being reproduced exactly right now by the Bush administration, but that actual sound bites and language and images and scenarios and sort of film moments are being reproduced. And then to, you know, summarize quickly, I looked at other times and places where a would-be dictator, whether on the left or the right, wanted to close down a democracy or crush a pro-democracy movement. And I looked at Italy in the 20s. I mentioned Germany in the 30s, Russia in the 30s, East Germany in the 50s, Czechoslovakia in the 60s, China's crackdown on the democracy movement in the 80s, Pinochet's coup in Chile in 1973. And what I saw, Alex, was that there is a blueprint. I mean, that they, everybody who wants to close down a democracy does the exact 10 things. They're 10 classic steps. And that, unfortunately, I'm sorry to say, we're seeing each of these 10 steps being put in place in the United States today.
And you've pointed out, and I've interviewed actual special forces colonel commanders from Vietnam and other places where this has been carried out, and people who are involved in death squads in Latin America, that our own government, not just the School of Americas for Latin America in Fort Benning, Georgia, but other military bases and other spy schools and other officer training schools for foreign cadets are actually training the world. The U.S. for the last 50 years has been covertly, but now it's accelerating, training the world how to carry out these very policies, this very blueprint.
Yeah, it's very, very distressing, especially if you're a patriot. And, you know, we can live in this bubble, as I did until I was, you know, 43 and started researching this, where you really think, sort of, you know, we are a force for good in the world. And we should be, and often we are. But what you've just said is horrifically true. I'm sorry to say that the great dictators, you know, Mussolini, Stalin, Hitler, developed this practice that is so effective. And then what happened was petty dictators in the second half of the 20th century and up until the present, learn it, study it, transmit it, and unfortunately you're 100% right. The School for the Americas, under our auspices, teaches would-be dictators, especially in Latin American countries, how to set up their own death squads, suppress dissent in their own countries, crack down, round up journalists in their own countries. The same blueprint, the same 10 steps. It's kind of this really incredible lesson that since we turned a blind eye as citizens to how we were exporting this all over the world, paradoxically, we don't recognize, because we're not in practice, we don't recognize these blinking red warning lights happening right now at home that democracy activists all over the world can recognize. And they're going, oh my God, no, you know, don't let the executive have more power to declare martial law. Don't let the executive have more power to round up his political opponents and put them in solitary confinement for 3 years.
Now, going back to the roots of this with Hitler, and he was, of course, expanding on other systems of control, going back to the Romans, he adopted a lot of the, and I've read Heinz Hobel's Order of the Death's Head, a lot of the Jesuits' systems for controlling countries. And so Hitler was building on a lot of sciences that had been developed before he came along, but I'm sure you know this, and I haven't finished your book yet, and I'm wondering if it's in there, that Prescott Bush was actually the head Nazi agent in the U.S. The McCormick-Dickstein committees exposed this. The guy that was about to be the Marine Corps Commandant, Brigadier General Smedley Butler, they tried to hire him to overthrow the government and set up a fascist dictatorship. So to see Bush even calling it Homeland Security, it was Fatherland Security there, setting up a Homeland Security, which is the Gestapo / SS. I mean, they're really going down the line. And then when you learn, and I'm asking, did you know this, that the Bushes actually got their first seed money from Fritz Thiessen, the man who bankrolled Hitler? Yeah.
Yep. Well,
comments?
I have to say, as you're speaking, you know, I'm very rarely at a loss for words, Alex, but I'm so kind of overwhelmed with emotion as from what you just said, because you're the first mainstream talker to say this truth, which is, you know, historically 100% accurate and profoundly important for people to understand. There was an attempted coup. Are you there?
Oh, yes, I'm here, Naomi.
Okay. There was, as you just said very bravely, to, you know, thousands of listeners, there was a scheme in the 30s, and Prescott Bush was one of the leaders of this scheme, industrialists, who admired fascism and who thought it was a good idea to have a coup in the United States along the lines of the coup that they saw taking place so profitably for corporations in Italy and in Germany. And you are 100% right that Smedley Butler, and actually I have a good friend who's reporting this out and has access to the original documents, so he's telling me about Smedley Butler even as you're speaking, so it's like this, you know, truth is just like coming out all over the place. Smedley Butler had gone along with violent regime change for much of his career, but he was approached by these conspirators, including Prescott Bush, and he outed them, and he testified to Congress, and, you know, that these people were planning a coup in the United States. It's in the congressional record. And you are 100% right that Prescott Bush was in alliance with Thyssen, the great industrialist, the Nazi industrialist, and made millions and millions of dollars, basically the Bush family fortune. And then what is amazing to me and resonant to me is that when the Nuremberg trials finally were put in place, and these Nazi industrialists, some of whom had colluded with Americans, including, by the way, IBM, were about to be brought to trial and sent to prison, there was a moment at which they were going to look into turning the spotlight on their American partners. And that's why when I look at the laws that the Bush White House has drafted, like the Military Commissions Act of 2006, which are so consciously designed to protect Bush and his co-conspirators from being indicted for war crimes, just as the Nuremberg conspirators were indicted for war crimes, that seems to me to resonate from the family history. The family history is you can make so much money, you know, uniting corporate interests with a fascist state that violently represses people. And that's why when I saw, you know, the recycling of so much Nazi language, Nazi tactics, Nazi strategies, Nazi imagery in the Bush White House, and then finally, belatedly, people brought to me this history of the Prescott Bush attempt to coup and Smedley Butler's revelations, it just gave me absolute chills. And it gives me chills to hear you say it out loud.
Is this the first time you've spoken about it?
I have sort of skirted the issue as I've been waiting to get enough research that is sound to have a public conversation about it, but you have very bravely sort of dragged the subject out into a public conversation. I'm now confident enough of the data to confirm exactly what
you're
saying.
Well, I mean, just so you know, I've been covering this ever since I got on air 13 years ago, and I've had a lot of the historians on who really first codified this and put this together. But just so you know, if you go to Google Video, no need to buy the DVD from Infowars.com, though it'd be nice. You know, I'll send you one, but for listeners, it's nice to have the high-quality digital DVD. If you go to Google and type martial law in and click video, Naomi, I made a three-hour film about this. The last hour is about it.
And, are you serious?
Yeah, and so no need to watch the first 2 hours. It's about other things. But you can fast forward to the last hour, and we have. But since we brought this out, the London Guardian's reported, the BBC has reported, and BBC Radio and TV. So it's now.
You're the guy who brought it out that the BBC picked it up from. That's amazing.
Well, no. Let me give credit where credit's due. Webster Tarpley. I'd already read this and talked about it, but Tarpley about 12 years ago did the main research. And then Mr. Buchanan, who I interviewed for the film, John Buchanan, he actually went to verify, and we went with him to the National Archives.
Oh, my God.
And then since then, we've gotten the actual clips of newsreel 18-millimeter footage from the McCormick-Dickstein Committee.
Yes. You're kidding.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I've got to see this material.
You know, it's dangerous.
We've got to bring this out. I mean, we've got to bring this out. I've got a friend who is standing by to make a viral film about this to get the word out to Americans, because it's one thing to put the pieces together theoretically, as I've done in my book, but when you realize that there is a family history, and again, you can't point fingers at a grandson or a great, you know, grandson and say, you know, the taint of the ancestors on the grandson, but it just...
But now he's doing it. It's kind of like saying...
Now he's doing it. That's right. And it adds a dimensionality of plausibility to something that is, until you have this kind of personal history confirmation, is circumstantial evidence. Oh, my gosh.
Now, I want to, but for your research, London Guardian, and then you can expand out from there to BBC. And it was also picked up by three U.S. newspapers, but they're local dailies. So it's all been vetted out. And Prescott Bush was the main bag man on the board of directors of Fritz Thiessen's Union Carbide and Brown Brother Harriman. And then after the war, he was the bag man. And then it gets into Texas history and even family that I talked to who didn't know what they were seeing in Midland after World War II, but was telling me about the smallest little kid and how all this comes out about how there were all these Nazis everywhere. And it's just.
No, Alex, yes. You're kidding me. Can we talk afterwards and follow up more about this?
Like, absolutely. I get off at about 3 Eastern. I don't know what time zone you're in.
This is really important because, I mean, truly, what is so disturbing about the research that I found isn't the broad brushstrokes. I mean, that's bad enough. But what is really disturbing are these minute fingerprints. Like, you look at, you know, they unloaded coffins at night in Germany. We unload coffins at night. They pioneered the embedding of reporters. We pioneering the embedding of
now,
reporters.
Now, stop
they
right there. Let's go through. Home. Let's go through the 10 steps while we have time. Go ahead.
Sure.
You've got the floor.
Yeah, thank you. So the first... I'm sorry, I'm just like still reeling from what you're saying.
Oh, I understand, yeah.
It's big. I mean, also, I'm not putting these pieces together. I want to be super clear about this, but I just got off an interview where for the first time I also said in public, that citizens should be able to ask any questions they want about 9/11 and that it's not a good sign in a democracy when there are some questions that are off limits. And I made it super clear that I'm not drawing any kinds of conclusions, but that... In a strong democracy, if citizens call for more investigation of a major crime, there's more investigation.
Well, did you know that Glenn Beck and Bill O'Reilly have said that Ron Paul supporters are working for Al-Qaeda, and Glenn Beck called for the military to be used against citizens last week?
Oh, my God. No, I did not.
You can actually watch the video. Yeah, it's on...
Why now, Ron Paul supporters, because they're for the Constitution?
They're calling us domestic enemies. I had the congressman on last week about it, and in fact, we can even play the clips, but we're running out of time. But yes, they're now saying this.
That's really scary. And they called out the military against them?
Well, they said we need to consider using the military. And then if you read, yes, against citizens, and then if you read, saying we're a domestic threat, and then if you read the John Warner Defense Authorization Act,
yeah.
It says it funds martial law for domestic insurrection by the citizenry.
Yeah.
And then in PDD 51, Bush says that he's above continuity of government, not Congress.
Yes, that's right. Well, that is super scary because I know that they're training FBI agents right now to identify people who are critical of the administration as terrorists, which is something right out of the Stalinist playbook. And, in fact, Norman Podhoretz's new book identifies people like me and you, obviously, as, quote-unquote, domestic insurgents. And, you know, in a fascist shift, what I call a fascist shift, that's step 8 and 9, which is to start identifying critics of the regime or critics of the cadre in power.
But here's the good news, Naomi.
Traitors. Yes, sir.
Here's the good news.
Well,
Hitler did it and was popular. They're doing it and totally blowing their cover. That's, I think, the good news.
That is good news, but until there's a revolution, like starting yesterday, of American patriots across the political spectrum to investigate, identify these crimes, prosecute, and put these people in jail, because impeachment, the historical record shows, is not safe enough for people who are this kind of...
I agree. No,
criminals.
No, this is life and death. Invoke a terrifying internal or external enemy. In 9/11,
yes. Let's
go through
the 10 steps. Sure. All would-be dictators, left or right, invoke a terrifying internal and external enemy, often a real one that they will hype and manipulate. The second thing they always do is create a secret prison system that is outside the rule of law. By secret, I mean unaccountable, where torture takes place, and they often create military commissions. There's always a blurring of the line where they start by torturing people seen as at the margins of society and then inevitably move into directing state abuse against people at the heart of civil society, journalists, editors, opposition leaders, outspoken clergy, and labor leaders. At that point, people start to self-censor. And that's why the enemy combatant thing scares me to death. The president can say, Naomi Wolf, you're an enemy combatant. Joe Blow, you're an enemy combatant. And innocent American citizens, once he says this, can be put in a 10-by-12-foot cell in a Navy brig and kept there in isolation for 3 years.
And they're now trying to introduce that idea as a White House talking point we got, that anti-war libertarians, liberals are aiding terrorists and should be banned.
lovely. I mean, this is just predictable. The blueprint is predictable. You could tell 6 months ago that this was ahead. And what's interesting to me, also historically predictable, is as people start to wake up, the regime is starting to ramp down, because it is a race against time. Like, who's going to win? Are we going to wake up in time and put them in prison, or are they going to get us, you know, and push us past the point of no return, which is very quick.
Boy, you are certainly on the same page as I am. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, let's hope we win. The third thing they always do is create a paramilitary force that is not answerable to the citizens.
Blackwater.
Blackwater, exactly. And they are operating in the United States right now. They're hand-selected torturers and murderers from regimes like Chile, Pinochet's guys, El Salvador, Nigeria, where they torture their own citizens. And they're opening training grounds in Illinois.
Naomi, we'll stay there. We're going to come right back. We're going to keep her 5 minutes in the next hour. Then we have a guest coming on with the secret history of education and the big foundations. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's what happens.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com, or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hi, I'm Lynette Brooks, founder of MetaCleanse, the original colon cleanse combining the healing power of flaxseed with the detoxification of bentonite clay. In a perfect world, we would eat natural, healthy foods, but the foods we eat today are not the foods nature intended for us. Fast food is toxic food. I've been producing MetaCleanse for over 20 years, and customers from across the U.S. say that MetaCleanse helps your body detoxify from fast foods as well as other environmental poisons, such as heavy metals and pesticides in the intestinal tract. For centuries, flax has been known as nature's superfood. Even the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation. A 1 month supply of MetaCleanse is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com for only $22.95 plus shipping and handling. Or call me today at 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547. Radiant health has never been easier.
Alex Jones here, back live. Don't forget my new film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, is out on DVD. It's gone as high as, 18 on the Amazon video charts, number one documentary for a week straight, and Loose Change Final Cut, which I'm the executive producer of. Totally new film, ladies and gentlemen, just been out for 2 weeks, available on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com as well. Not on Amazon. One place to get it, PrisonPlanet.com, or by calling 888-253-3139. Well, I mean, she's an amazing lady and just very well versed on so many subjects. Remember, for 5 minutes into the next hour, it's clear I'm going to have to get her back up for a full hour if she'll grace us with that much time in the near future. Naomi, continuing with the steps.
Sure. So paramilitary force outside the rule of law, Blackwater. They can show up tomorrow outside our doors to crack down on civil society with, as you mentioned, the Defense Authorization Act of 2007, which gives the president the power to declare a public emergency, federalize the National Guard over the objections of governors.
And it says for insurrection. It says for the American people.
Yep. Yeah, he can do that tomorrow because he says so. The fourth thing you need to close down an open society is to direct a surveillance apparatus at ordinary citizens. And by the way, there's a huge profit incentive because in the wake of the Cold War, the third of the economy that was making Cold War weapons, like Boeing and Raytheon, needed to, you know, they were looking at declining market share unless they could find a new enemy.
That's right. So first they had the Soviets, now they have the Arabs, now it's going to be us. Rand and others have said this, and then it integrates it, just like many of your new student packages that the students get, scholarships, are for this whole apparatus.
Exactly. And they've got, so now there's billions of profits to be made if we hype a global enemy, if we turn the quote-unquote war on terror into something much bigger than it really is, and if we turn the enemy into us, because then they're creating the surveillance and security technologies now. They have lobbyists who sit down with Homeland Security and write the laws and the policies. So, you know, that's why when our organization tried, the American Freedom Campaign tried to get the presidential candidates to stand up for the Constitution, the people who were not front-runners on the left did so right away, but the front runners hesitated, and only Ron Paul has pledged it on the right. Why is that? Because it is now expensive to stand up for the rights of American citizens if you're a front runner, because there are billions to be made from major donors who are the telecommunications and the surveillance and security technologies industries.
And by the way, this only accelerates once you go into this paradigm of the predatory economy, it only gets bigger.
Yeah, that's really scary. I mean, what we saw the model in Italy and Germany, someone just pointed out, and they're right, that now there are technologies that can amplify control and terror of civilians massively, or that can be used to liberate civilians.
Have you heard they're now putting in cameras all over, first in England, that shout orders at you, and they have police cars that scan everyone's plates?
Oh, my Lord. I knew about the scanning of the plates. I didn't know about the shouting orders. That's very disturbing.
Yes.
Number five, because I know you want me to get through these quickly if I can, is
to
infiltrate citizens' groups. Oh, by the way, the surveillance, the TSA watch list and the no-fly list started out 45,000 U.S. citizens. I'm one of them. Many critics of the administration are on the watch list, but it's gone up to 775,000. 1,000 American citizens, 20,000 names added every month, and these are people who are environmental activists, anti-war activists, decorated war heroes who are critical of the Iraq War.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yes, Alex, is that people come up to me in tears after I speak about this because they wrote a letter to their local newspaper critical of Bush. Their kids get put on a watch list.
Now, again, folks, if we give, and this is admitted, we always knew they had lists. Now they're public. This is the intimidation. If we give in, they win. The only problem is they put so many people on it now, they're letting you fly most of the time, so they put too many on it. Stay there, Naomi Wolf. Oh, I wish we had you longer. Five more minutes after the 60-second break. We'll get into the other 4 points. Her new book is The End of America. Folks, this is it. They're making their move. It's not a joke. It's not a game.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.